Brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Aisha here, and my crew is in the building. It's Monday, January 5th, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City. We got Moiba. We got Brianna. We are all here to kick off another year of TD Radio. I definitely missed you guys, man. I enjoyed the break, but I missed having you guys in my ear talking to me. How are you?
Of course. Of course.
How did you spend the holidays? How did you let's rewind. How did you bring in 2015? How did you bring it in?
Oh, man. Let's see. What did I do? I don't remember. Oh, my best friend had a little, like, shindig. You know, what kids do. We have shindigs in hotels and we party hard, I guess. No, we didn't really.
Shindig, by the way, sounds...
We had a great time.
So old school. Like,
well, we partied at the function. We had a function.
Okay,
we played cards and everything.
Good. That's good, clean, wholesome fun. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, it was fun.
What about you? What about you, Marva?
I brought in the new year. I did a play. Wrote and directed a play.
Okay.
So we did that for New Year's Eve. But before that, I had the flu, so it sucked. That flu mixed with some other kind of nastiness that was just bleh. I was shaking like a crackhead. It was bad.
Yeah, I was sick too. I don't know if I had the flu though, but I always get sick right around Christmas. I guess it's because, you know, just overexerting myself with, you know, getting ready for the holidays, cooking, wrapping gifts, staying up late, not really like taking care of myself. I'm always sick on Christmas Day. All the time. It's like absolutely ridiculous. So, I don't know if I have the same bug, but all I know is right around New Year's Eve, though, everything cleared up. I was good. Yeah. I brought in the new year in the Dominican Republic on the beach. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm really mad that I'm back now. In the Northeast, in the freezing cold.
You mad you back with us? Is that what you're saying?
I'm happy to be back with y'all, but it's cold outside, man. I can't take it. It's freezing.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear the temperature's going to keep dropping every day. Like, it's going to be 15 degrees by Thursday, so.
Oh,
nobody has time for that. Nobody.
It's like 20 degrees here. Well, I think 20, 30s. Well, I think we're kind of warm compared to, like, y'all up there. Or maybe Chicago. Mm. Chicago was, like, 1 degree. I don't know. Maybe I just made
that
up. I don't know, but.
Well, we're sitting at 27 down here, so.
Oh, well, okay. We're all cold.
Well, besides us, some of our favorite celebrities also had fun ringing in the new year. Surprisingly enough, Chris Brown and his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, shared a midnight kiss on New Year's Eve. What do you guys think about this? Piddle-paddle relationship.
First of all, weren't y'all just beefing on Instagram and Twitter? Like,
word.
I just want to know. But anyway, I don't know. Hey, they looked like they had fun, but actually he took down that picture that he put up on his Instagram. He took that down, but, you know, whatever.
Really? Really?
Yeah, he had a picture up and then he took it down.
What?
But, you know, leave it to parental and they found it. So it's
hey, man, life can love.
They
is
all
difficult.
Do.
Life can love.
Everyone
difficult.
Finds the images all the time. Why take it down? It's been screenshotted.
Right.
Like, the evidence is available.
Well.
It's so frustrating to me. You know, that's my pet peeve. I can't stand somebody who takes the content down. I'm like, you had it up. Everybody
yeah.
saw it.
Now, that is true, especially when you're a celebrity. Once you have it up, it's there. It's that's everybody, but especially if you're a celebrity, it's going to be, I mean, it's shot across social media. The, matter of fact, it draws more attention that you took it down.
Right,
right. Right. But apparently on Christmas, Chris Brown, you know, he did the challenge, you know, the mono challenge, the, what's the chicken head challenge or the Christmas challenge where you did the dance move
hey,
or whatever. And
funny.
Apparently, like, the background looked very familiar to her house. And people were
oh.
like, ain't you in Chris's house right now? But anyway, but so it seems like they spent their holiday together. But, you know, congratulations and happy for them for their new year. So, you know.
Exactly. So what
I
else
guess.
Happened for the celebrity New Year's? Who else had an interesting?
Let's see. So Hollywood hunk Zac Efron spent New Year's Eve helping out his grandpa. On Twitter, aww. The singer and actor said, 10 million followers or not, my granddad says I'm plowing snow. Thanks for all the follows. Love you guys. So that was on Twitter on New Year's Eve. So that's cool.
I like
that's what I'm talking about, grandpa. Put that boy to work. You don't care what movies you made. Nobody cares. It's snowing outside, and the driveway needs to be plowed.
Right? Grandpa looks so cute in the picture. All bundled up and everything.
Like they really well, can't let- afford to pay the $50 for the people to come plow it.
Well, so I think that's respectful and humble. Or maybe he just did it just so he could get the shout out on, you know.
On Instagram, Twitter.
I'm just saying.
All I know is you don't mess around with the money, okay? This boy is bringing in all the bacon for this family. You're going to have him out there on some slippery, slushy snow.
You're right.
He might
you're
twist,
right.
fall, break an ankle. Now y'all all screwed up. Nobody's going to have him.
Ah,
him
man.
Nobody 2015.
Gets
right.
That's his grandpa. Got to do it for granddad.
Yeah,
if you don't do it for anybody, let it be for your grandparents.
Yeah.
That was smart. I think that was financially smart.
Let's see, what else do we have in entertainment news? Oh, okay. Lastly, Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, and some friends spent. See, this gets me. I'm kind of Jay right here, but apparently, Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, and friends spent New Year's Eve celebrating in Dubai. What the heck is in Dubai?
So
I'm just saying. Now, the pictures I see, right? If I Google Dubai, I see like the all the nice stuff. But if you look on the other side, there's like a nice side of Dubai, and then there's like the projects, and they're like right side by side, from what I understand. No, seriously, like you walk over, and it's like a wonderland, and all of a sudden if you keep walking too far, it's gonna look like you on the set of The Wire. I'm just saying.
Oh my
Google that. Look it up. I promise you.
Well, everyone's saying that like Dubai is like ATL. You know how everyone flocked to ATL for one period of time? Well, everyone's like flocking to Dubai. So I don't know. The pictures look nice. Looks fun.
I think it's a status thing. Like if you're in Dubai, it's like wow, you went to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? It's like oh, like me, I went to my auntie's house and she made fruitcake. What'd you do? Oh, we went to
exactly.
Dubai.
Hey, we was kicking it.
Okay.
That trumps fruitcake any day. I'm just saying.
No, I definitely feel this year celebrities took it up a notch. Because I'm like, you know, normally during the holidays you see, you know, the beach shots. You have celebrities in St. Bart's or on some, you know, tropical island. This year it's like a few celebrities were like, you know what? We're doing something totally different because we're going to have – our Instagram is going to be popping, and it's not going to look like we're all on the same beach as everybody else.
Right.
I'm going to Dubai. And then, like, Solange and her crew of friends, I have no idea where they even went. But all I know is it looked like it was a Ralph Lauren ad for Fall Campaign
yes.
2016. I don't know. It was amazing. They were, like, glamping. Or, no, they called it blamping.
What the heck is
Wait,
that?
Wait, what's glamping it? What, glamping, blamping? What's that again?
That I have no idea, but from what I gather, if I put the words together, I would think that it would be black people camping, blamping.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, you can't catch me out in the woods too long now. You know, put me out there with the wheel.
My God.
All I know is the pictures look amazing. So they definitely,
just say camping,
you know, thought outside the box. They're very creative. It's got to be blamping. Got to take it up a notch. Come on, a salon, man. We don't do.
There are certain words I'm just not gonna say. I'm not gonna say fleek. I don't care who says it.
Hey.
I'm just saying I'm not gonna say it, and I'm not gonna say blamping. Those. No, I'm sorry. I'm just not gonna say it.
Low key, actually, fleek is one of those words that I actually don't mind carrying over into 2015. I guess because
I'm not gonna
do
it.
The end.
Does the person who created it get like the full credit for it?
My thing is what about if it's somebody sitting in a corner that, or somebody sitting in some room and said, I'm going to put the dumbest word out and see how many people are going to say, you know what, this word, the word for this time going to be bleak. And you're like, bleak?
No, the girl who created it, I think she was
online.
And she was, she was sitting in a car, and she was talking about her eyebrows. She was like, you know, and everything was all fleek. So then it became so popular because it kept getting, you know, looping, and then it became like this thing.
On fleek. But everything's on fleek. Some things just shouldn't be on fleek. I've seen, like, life on fleek. Okay, your life can be, okay, typically, isn't it like one thing? Not your whole life on fleek, but, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Look, what they do before, I ain't going to do it. For the Vine, I'm not doing it. For the Gram, I'm not doing it for nobody. I ain't going to say it. Fleek, there's just certain things that I'm just, as a dude, as a grown man, I'm not going to say. Like when it was a while back, people were saying, man, we shook the club. We were shaking it. I'm not going to say, as a dude, I'm shaking at a club. No. No. No.
Well, I agree. Some things, guys, you know, guys shouldn't take selfies. I say that. Or they shouldn't say selfies.
Well, first of all, hold on.
I don't say
selfie. I say portraits. I take portraits.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sophisticated. Right. Okay.
I take portraits.
Okay. Well, I think guys should not do the nay-nay. And I think that that's the rule.
I agree. Oh, it just doesn't even look right.
Isha, we are truly family. I've always thought that. I just didn't want to say it because people would be like, man, you hate on the front line. Whatever. I just think it's funny with a dude with his hand waving from side to side. Man, stop it.
Crazy. Like, when girls do it, it looks so cute. But when I see guys do it, I'm like, change the channel.
No, don't do it. I don't know. Is that are we just old school or something, or is that just
no?
Agree. I'm a young school person. Okay, guys
young
just
school.
Should not do like nay nay. Nay nay.
Like
they shouldn't say.
Guys are doing the nay nay, but like when we were in school, like. Guys were doing like the gangster walk. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is something I need to Google. This is something I need to Google. The gangster walk. Okay, maybe we should bring that back. No,
maybe.
Someone just needs to make a Vine and it'll be back in like 3 seconds. You know, you know how Vine works.
Exactly. We got to get on top of that for sure. But while we were all out partying, Refinery 29, which is one of our favorite sites, they came up with a list of New Year's resolutions for the stars. So they came up with the resolutions for the stars. Get it? Very interesting. So the first one, they suggest that Nicki Minaj, she should keep ruling the world with her take no prisoners attitude, and Drake should hurry up and release his new album, Views from the Sticks. And we agree.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I don't know. I do appreciate Nicki's transition she had in 2014 with the more natural look. You know, I really do appreciate that, and she's really dope. And Drake, just like you said, or like we found in 2019, said, just come on with the album, please. I want to know.
You know what? I will say this. I think, and this is after watching your boy do the ESPYs. I thought, and SNL, I really think that at some point he could stop doing music and be an actor, like a full fledged.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, he was right before.
But I mean, aside from the, well, I mean, because people, you think about it, you almost forget that Will Smith used to be a rapper. Do you think that it would ever get to the point where, because I really think Duke, I actually came up, what was it? I saw an old episode. I was just flipping through the channels, and I saw the show he was on before, before he, you know, became Drake.
Degrassi.
Yeah. I was like, dude, yeah, he can really, you know.
He's good.
He can really act.
I mean, he's always acting.
Yeah,
he's always acting,
that.
Can't you tell? Even when he's still acting.
Yeah,
he
really.
Said they weren't
he
paying him enough, so you know.
Well, he's rapping,
yeah,
he's playing rapper.
See him really doing that.
Like, he's always acting.
I like
yeah,
Drake.
It's true. It's so true. Okay.
Another thing Refinery29 said, or they asked Beyonce actually to spend more time on Twitter and for Ryan Gosling to finally create an Instagram account. So, what do you guys think about that?
He doesn't have one? That's weird.
Beyonce can do anything
no,
she wants.
No, he does not have an Insta.
Beyonce can do anything she wants to, okay?
But I feel like she should, like, entertain us or something. I swear, if she
entertain
just speaks one
you,
word,
what?
We'll all freak out.
Are
okay.
You not entertained?
She's
Queen Elizabeth come on Twitter just to you know, tickle your fancy to just, you know.
I know.
No, it's very entertaining. You know, sometimes we, you know. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't need a Twitter presence. I don't know. But it would
be
nice to read another tweet from her. What's up?
This is what I would want. I would like for celebrities now to be more secretive because
right.
There's no mystery.
Mm.
Because if there's mystery, it makes you want to. You know what? This is a true statement. I'm putting this out there right now. If all artists would shut down their Instagrams and shut down their social media accounts, record sales would go up again. You know
yep.
why? Because people want to know what's going on. And if you're only, if you give them a little bit and you're a celebrity, like think about it, Beyonce didn't have a, I mean, I think her record probably would even sold more. I mean, I'm sure it did great as it, you know, as it is, but this was a down year for records as a whole. But if people have access to you all the time, they don't think they're missing anything. That's
right.
Just the bottom
yeah,
line.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
you don't know, if you're, people, that's why people are always so interested in Michael Jackson, because you didn't know what he was doing. It was like all of a sudden you see him here, then all of a sudden he's hanging his baby out the window. That's a bad example, but I'm just saying it's you want to know what's going on. You know who I think is dope at doing this, and I'm not jocking or whatever, but Kanye. Kanye does not.
Oh, yeah.
He's not when he does
he
do something. But he's not on it like that. You don't see thoughts
no.
from him or whatever. Same thing
no,
with Jay.
No,
like
every like 3 months. Maybe every 6 months. And then when he goes, he
saying.
Goes on though. He goes on.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's rare. So when you do,
yeah.
it's like oh, okay, it makes you pay attention. You're more inclined. What was the one time I think Jay when Jay had the album, what was the last album he did? Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
He answered questions on Twitter, and everybody was like, wow, Jay is on Twitter. And it's really not a big thing. The thing why it was so big is because he doesn't give you access like that. So
right.
it's a mystery. You want to know what's going on. And that's what I think. That's why I think entertainers, you would be more entertained. You would appreciate them more if you didn't have the access to them so much. You didn't have so much access to them.
I guess that's how it was when Rihanna went off Instagram, but after a while, I kind of, like, forgot that she didn't have an Instagram. But you're right, because
ooh,
when she,
like
when she came caring? Back,
is
no,
that
no, wait a minute. I love Rihanna, but, like, after a while, it just was like, okay, she's not on Instagram, okay. But then again, she still had a Twitter, so
but
you're right.
Yeah, you
but no,
still
when
be,
someone like a Rihanna drops off of Instagram, do you say, ah, well, Beyonce's still on, so I got something to look at.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, what goes through your mind? Like,
I was very sad. I was like, oh my gosh, no, what happened? Kevin Hart voice. But, you know, we got over it because, you know, you always have you always
well,
have
you know what it was?
Pages posting for you. What's up?
Yeah, well, yeah, her Melissa was still on. Oh, yeah. We found out what
so
people
it was kind of like,
Melissa.
Yeah, you could kind of like, that was your, you know, your little secret entrance into Rihanna's world because she would post pictures
You're right.
of her.
You're right, because
yeah.
I really followed Mel just for Rihanna for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, I guess, account of what happened. But anyway, moving on.
Well, another Refinery 29 request includes Katy Perry and Taylor Swift teaming up to record the ultimate girl power duet. I think it would suck. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was saying. I think it would be overkill.
It's overexposure to a certain extent. Like I said, after a while, you're looking for the next new thing because they're always in your face. What, Katie's doing the Super Bowl. I said Katie like I know her. Yes, Katie, last time we talked, she said she's doing the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift is what? She's been on the charts. You've been hearing about it, you know. I stay up too late. I've been hearing that every day, right? So you hear those songs. I don't want to hear no duet with them. I tell you what is dope. This is sad because it really going to sound like I'm trying to push for Kanye to get on the show or something. But I heard the duet between Kanye and Paul McCartney. That's crazy. The reason why I say it's crazy, it's not that the song is just so stellar or whatever, but the fact is, like, it's Kanye and a freaking Beatle. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not something common. So even if you don't like Kanye, even if you don't like Paul McCartney, you're interested to see what kind of,
right,
you know what,
like, what is that? What,
yeah,
is
what, what's
point?
That even going to sound like or whatever? I thought it was a dope song, but Katy Perry and Miss Taylor, I hear you guys all the time. Matter of fact, I could probably tell you what the song's going to be about.
Okay.
It might have a track.
The only reason why I guess Refinery 29 was like, hey, let's put them on a song, like, well, they need to do something, was because, you know, they had that big kind of like misunderstanding in 2014, apparently, like, there was like a feud or something. And so they're like, yeah, let's patch it up and girl power it out. But who knows?
Oh,
whatever.
I had no idea they had beef. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, well, it was a rumor. It was a rumor. And I don't know.
Imagine
that. Know what really happened,
rich people having fights. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do?
Right.
Well.
All right.
Oh, well.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess we're just going to move on and talk about New Year's resolutions. Enough of the you know, pop star beef. Okay, so as far as resolutions go, do you guys even believe in them?
I hate them.
Why?
Because you're waiting for a certain date to say, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit cheating. I'm going to quit eating. I'm going to quit lying. I'm going to quit stealing. I'm going to quit watching TV. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to quit smoking weed. It's all this stuff. Why you got to wait for this date?
Lord.
What happens if you don't make it to? Dang, you never got to make that change. My thing is, if you're going to make a change, quit waiting for a certain date. Just do it. Simple as that. Do it. I hate when, it makes my skin itch. I'm serious. I hate it when people start tweeting like this. Oh, my God, it's a new year. So many good things are going to be happening. I can see the vision or whatever. Did you not have vision in 2014? What happened to that vision? Did that vision come true? Can we get an update on that one? Did that one suck? I'd rather hear you say like this, hey, 2014 sucked. I did not do anything right. I'm going to try to do better in 2015. The end. I'll take that.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm tired of everybody else saying, oh, my God, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to love my mama more. I'm going to treat my kids better. I'm going to stay off Twitter. I'm going to, shut up. You're on Twitter telling me you're going to stay off Twitter.
New year, new you, new beginning, 2015.
Oh,
it's ours.
You
guys are party poopers.
I'm
just
the only
one who
believes in resolution. Jeez. I want to tweet when people say that. I just want to say, shut up. No, you're not. I'm a hater so bad when it comes to that. No, you're not. Shut up.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, and I want to tweet on like a month after whatever. Hey, how that plan coming? What you doing? You still smoking? Yup. I just want to hit him up after that. And I know that's so bad. I know that's horrible, but yes. We all got a little evil side. That's me. I'm sorry.
I have New Year's resolutions. I like them. I have, like, a vision board and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that's cool, like, to set a goal for yourself. And then what happens if it happens? Then you did it. Like,
okay.
There's no greater feeling than to do something. Well, I don't even remember what my New Year's resolution was.
See? Exactly.
Exactly. Wow.
My point. That's what I'm saying.
But
I think vision boards are fantastic, and they are something that, you know, you should do. It doesn't matter what time of the year, you know. But, you know, I respect anyone who uses the new year as a way to jolt their goals. Hey, I'd rather you do that than do nothing, you know what I mean?
Right.
But as far as having a vision, that can happen any time during the year. It doesn't have to go down.
Y'all want to make me feel bad. Y'all want to make me like I'm the bad person.
No, I agree with both of you. I think it's great to have goals. Everyone should kind of, you know, want to accomplish something in life or change themselves, you know. But it's just that I think people put too much pressure on themselves. Like, you know, why do you think, you know, New Year's resolutions don't work, or why are they so hard to keep normally?
Well, I mean,
because
I guess once you mess up,
like
you
Brianna, you
up.
Forget them.
Oh, thanks.
No, I just think it was a perfect example. You just, because you, what you said.
Goodness.
I forget what you, you know, sometimes we have to be our own teachers. So I figured you'd be a great teacher. Because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. We forget about them. We are so, and this goes for everybody. I'm not just, you know, saying everybody else and not me. I'm saying we get so distracted or whatever. It's every now and then, I think it's good if you can have one thing that you actually stick to it. Case in point, we had Karen Civil on the air, right, and she was talking about, that was really just a dope, cool interview. Just, it was inspiring just to hear kind of the stuff she was trying to do and goals that she set. She made up the simple thing about the Simply Lemonade, right? I tell you, I am like a Simply Lemonade junkie. So when she was talking about she wasn't going to do it, I decided, okay, I'm going to try it. I mean, Karen Silver, so she got money, she's a baller, blah, 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 she a boss. I'm somebody, I can do it too. So on the low, I lost about 20 pounds in working out.
From lemonade? From lemonade?
When I say from lemonade, well, first of all, not just lemonade, guys. I mean, I wasn't drinking. For to be doing,
like,
I had to be bathing in it. No, it wasn't.
Right?
It wasn't just
lemonade. I'm like,
lemonade.
That's a real lemonade diet. You know how everyone's on
right.
a lemonade diet. I'm like, that's the real one.
It was. I just really said I'm gonna you know, do this or whatever, because I want to, you know, because I didn't do a bunch of stuff, say, hey, on this goal day five or anything like that. I figured because it was more important just for me. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong when people do that, but I think you get distracted. But if you just say, I'm going to do this, it's a personal thing or whatever, I think a lot of times those are the goals that, you know, you make. Like a vision board is dope too, because that's something just for you. It's nothing that you have to, that you're tweeting, that you got to put out or whatever, and let everybody know, hey, this is my progress.
Right,
I'm doing
right,
this
right.
Day 15, and I'm right here. Don't nobody care. Don't nobody care. When people, actually, I think this, people care about results. When you're able to show
this
people, like,
true.
This is what I had, this is, I started here, this is the end result, I think people are more receptive to that.
Yeah, this is true. That's true.
More. And I think that the main way that people can keep their freaking resolutions is to be realistic. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You're not
losing
40 pounds by February 14th. It ain't happening. You're not losing 40 pounds by Valentine's
right.
Day. Like, chill. You sound crazy.
That's true.
Like, your goal should be realistic. Like, you know what? I hate running. So I want to try to run at least once a week. That's realistic.
This is true.
That's not even realistic. I don't think that's realistic.
I mean,
once. Why you said that's not realistic?
You should, like, put, like, up that up a little bit, or you ain't going to do it at all. Because you know,
you're like, once is just not
no,
enough.
No, you ain't. Once is not enough. Take it from a former track star.
Anything better than saying, every day I'm going to run a marathon. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, that is true.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I think that's where my issue is. So that's more so, Ish, you kind of helped put that in perspective. I think mm-hmm. that's more, when you, especially when you know somebody, you oh, yeah. and that's maybe that's the bad part, when you know somebody's not going to do that. You're like, man, I've been knowing this dude for 15 years. He ain't ran a day in his, he don't even own running shoes. And now he up here tweeting, talking about, man, today, day one, I'm going to get out here and run on this track. No, you're not. I just saw you.
Well.
Oh, gosh.
Gonna
oh,
let him not naming any names. Not naming any names. I already know one person who's like, yep, every day, 9 o'clock, it's on. I'm in the gym. January what? January 5th? Ain't seen one gym appearance yet. Not one.
See, now,
but I'm not naming
any
names.
Should you be able to tell your friend and be like, hey, you got to, hey, like call them out. Like if it's your friend and you see them do something, do you?
I mean, they're going to do it regardless. Like we grown. Well, I'm not really grown because let me not say that too loud for my mom makes me go back to school and really be grown. maybe a little friendly one like on Instagram or something. But like, you know, they're going to do it if they want to do it. So.
This is true.
Very true.
I say we'd be more honest and let people know. If we're real friends, we're going to let our friends know. Would you not agree?
That's true. I agree.
Oh, this is true. Okay. Well, can either of you guess the most broken resolution, like, ever? Can you guess? Like, guess. One guess each.
Losing weight.
Definitely.
Losing weight and getting fit is the number one broken resolution according to Time Magazine. So, yeah, you guys are right. And because it's so hard, because, you know, you try to make a schedule and it doesn't work out. So, I mean,
ladies,
I guess that's what happens.
Let me explain something to you. Before we started the show, I told you I was at the gym. I'm at the same gym every day. It is nowhere near, it's not packed like that. Today you would have thought they were giving out free cheese and Benz is in the back or something. It was ridiculous. I'm seeing people in there. I'm like, oh, man. I was so mad that I went today. I'm like, I knew I should have went early this morning. It was so packed. People I ain't seen in God knows how long. So I'm like, hey, what up, pimp? I see you in here getting it. I'm like, well, I see you ain't been getting it. No. Today was bad. That's why I was able to guess that one, because everybody, their mama, their cousin, there were some people brought their kids in there. It was that bad today.
Wow.
Everybody was in there at the beginning of the year. Now, like you said, today was the 5th. I want to see next. I'll even go February. I'll even get February.
No, I don't feel like today, because I already forgot what day of the day. Wait, the date. So I already know that I'm behind on my New Year's resolution. I don't even know what the date is, okay? Like, I don't even know. So
that gym is going to be a ghost town come February 1st. Guaranteed.
Yep. This is true. Okay, well, some of the other commonly broken resolutions on the list are number 2, quit smoking. Number 3, learning something new, which I don't think is that hard, like, to learn something new. I guess it's a language. I don't know. Number 4, eat healthier and diet. Number 5, get out of debt and save money. I need to, you know, work on that. Spend more time with family. Travel to new places. Be less stressed. Volunteer, and then drink less. So those are the top 10. And I believe
drink
it,
less,
I mean,
is actually a top, is in the top 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the last one. It's the last one. Drink less.
Country full of alcoholics. Really? That's like, wow.
Come to, you know, you got stressed on there and, you know, drink less on there. You know, they call each other sometimes. You know, debt.
Okay,
you know,
well, for you guys, so out of the top 10 broken resolutions, which one do you all think is the least surprising?
Losing weight.
I say getting out of debt and saving money, because I always tell myself I'm not going to buy that bag. But as soon as that bag goes on sale, where am I at? In somebody's line buying the bag. So that is not surprising to me.
I think losing weight and getting fit, that it's just a common thing. It's almost like a punchline now. You know, like median getting up there. Some of y'all's New Year's resolutions, I know it's going to be to quit doing this, or, you know, quit eating this or whatever. That's the punchline. Matter of fact, you expect to go to the gym New Year's Day. and see it packed. You know, you expect it, and you know, just like I said, that major drop off. I wonder why that is though. Like that quick.
Because you realize that the weight's not moving as fast as you want to.
Also,
so you stop going.
All holiday season, eating constantly throughout the day. So, of course, after the new year, you're, like, feeling extremely guilty. And you're like, you know what? I got to get my life together. I've gained 15 pounds in the past week. Let me.
That's ridiculous. If you gained 15 pounds in the past week, fall on something sharp. That's ridiculous. Something's wrong.
I need to know. I'm trying to gain weight. Ooh, it's hard. I feel like losing weight is just as hard as gaining weight. No, I'm really serious. Like,
there's a big person. There's a big person out there listening. There's a big person listening to this right now that wants to slap the hell out of you. I'm just saying.
Pretty much. I'm sending you hate. You're going to get that hate mail.
I'm serious. I stopped eating 3 times a day because I'm busy, and so I started losing weight, and so I'm trying to, you know.
Hey, you're going to anger our big listener. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. There's nothing wrong with wanting some, you know, get back to your right fitting size. You know, I've lost weight, guys, and it makes me sad sometimes. But anyway, enough about my weight loss woes.
Well, now it's time for entertainment news.
Woe is Brianna.
I know. No.
All right, so this week in entertainment, it's been 2 years since a new Rihanna album, and we've waited long enough for new music from the superstar, and a new song titled World Peace was leaked over the weekend. The catchy club song is supposedly off of her new album, R8, which is slated to be released in a few months. You can listen to the new track on teendiaries.net. Yeah, Riri is back. I heard the song.
Do you like it? I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to listen to it. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, it's cool? Like, huh?
It's okay. Like, I don't... I mean, it's not a game changer for me. It's not like, woo, that Rihanna record.
It's not Thriller. It's not Thriller 2016. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But it's cool. It's not bad. You can check it out on teendiaries.net. Tell us what you think. Leave a comment so we can know what you think. And there's been more music that's dropped. On New Year's Day, Kanye West released his latest song, a collaboration with the legendary Paul McCartney, called Only One. The song features Kanye singing a soulful ballad while the Beatles' great plays a fantastic melody on the keyboard. The song is dedicated to Kanye's daughter, Northwest, and his late mother, Donda West. And you can download the song on iTunes, and you can also listen to it on teendiaries.net. The song is beautiful and has captured the hearts of many fans, but what was the most interesting is that it had the internet buzzing due to many of West fans' lack of knowledge of who Paul McCartney was. Who is Paul McCartney was trending on Twitter.
No, this is horrible.
Slap yourself.
Yeah, even a few tweets thank Kanye West for discovering that talented young Paul McCartney, because they were like, you really put him on.
Like,
you sure did.
Hey,
like, he's going to be popping now because of you.
But you know what? And this is going to sound bad. Hopefully don't get me kicked off the show. Okay, now, is this, how can I say this without...
I don't know. I'm nervous now. I'm clutching the mute button on your mic.
Nah, let me ask. You know what? No, I don't even have to say it. I don't even have to say it. But, yeah, young folks don't know who Paul McCartney is. I think maybe 20 and younger don't know. 20 and up should know who Paul McCartney is. That's just bottom line. Now, right. Sad to say, I think maybe a lot of black people don't know who Paul McCartney is, which is sad. Because I talked to some people today about it, and they were like, hey, who's the dude on the song with us?
Aww.
It sounds dope. I'm like, I'm just looking at him like, did you seriously just ask me that? I'm like, are you freaking, like, you know what I mean? So, but it's sad. It really is sad.
That's
we just
it's a reflection of our music.
That's why I respect Ye for doing that. I mean, like, that's dope. For people, that's to me, that's being an artist. He's not just a rapper. He's like he's past that status or whatever. He's an artist. Simple as that. He's an artist. There's certain people to me that are just artists. Jay to me is a rapper, but he's still an artist because he's done stuff with Linkin Park, Chris from I can't think of the group. Chris Martin. Yeah,
Chris
but I can't think of the name of the band. Yeah, I mean, so when you do stuff like that,
yeah, look, now we sound crazy. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, why can't I say Chris Martin? What's the name of the band? Oh my God!
I mean, we could just Google it.
Yeah.
That's going to bother me. I got the album. That's bad. Anyway. But I know who Paul McCartney is.
Yeah, for sure.
And I saw some of the tweets too. Yo, who the dude?
Coldplay. Sorry, it's Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Thank you,
East. The homecoming song.
Fuck, girl. Yeah. No, he's got others. I mean, just other stuff. Jay's done stuff with like Raphael Sadiq, just stuff you wouldn't, you know, think about. And that's what it just people like that. I think that's dope when they do stuff with artists from different genres. Even Andre 3000 did a song with Lana Del Rey. Just, you know, being an artist and collabing instead of just staying in one lane, you're never going to, you know, you're not going to grow. Eminem and Elton John doing a duet on stage. Just crazy stuff like that. It makes you, you know, that's something I'm interested in listening to. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to like the song, but at least you've piqued my interest. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? No, I'm good.
I'll write it down in my notebook. He's good on that. Okay.
Exactly. Well, since your interest has been piqued, let's play the song so our listeners can be the judge of the track.
Okay, here we go. Kanye West.
New music
one.
From Kanye West. And featuring
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear her speak to me. Hello, Mari. How you doing? I think the storm and out of rain, the clouds are moving. I know you're happy, 'cause I can see it. So tell the voice inside your head to believe it. I talked to God about you. He said he sent you an angel. Look at all that he gave you. Yes, for one and you got two. You know I never left you, 'cause every road that leads to heaven's right inside you. So I can say, hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the good outweighs the bad, even on your worst day. Remember I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the page. I know it's not the end every time I see her face. And I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember, none. You got no brothers, you got love in your hands. And you're still my chosen one. So can you understand? One day you'll understand. So hear me out, hear me out. I won't go, I won't go. No goodbyes, no goodbyes. Just hello, just hello. And when you cry, I will cry. And when you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. On rising till the sky knows your name, and you're still my chosen one. Remember. are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Tell Lori about me. Tell Lori. I just want you to do me a favor. Tell Lori about me. 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 Tell Lori about me.
Out of that Kanye-ish element into another Kanye element.
But that's the thing. I don't think. I think that's still all part of him. Like, Late Registration, Roses. The one
yeah,
he,
Roses.
I
feel like some 808 and Heartbreaks influence there. But
yeah,
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, for him to create a song about two of the most
important women in his life.
Women in his life. Yeah, it's kind of. Kind of mushy. I kind of get what
you're
saying.
Oh my God, I love it.
I found myself swaying back and forth.
I know it does make you want to sway.
I'm gonna be singing that every night. Did you just say
I love how
he
can write an entire song and like pretty much none of the lyrics rhyme. He mumbles through half of the track.
He's talking.
He's talking. Gosh,
that's
a superstar.
He's good. He's good.
I know.
That boy good. That boy good.
That boy.
Do we have any other new music? Is that like, is that, D'Angelo came out?
Oh, man, let's not even talk about D'Angelo.
But we do have Nicki. We have Nicki's new music with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling myself.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay,
like
you're not feeling it? We shouldn't play it tonight? Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say that. You're not going to get the beehive mad at the kids. I didn't say that.
Okay, well, let's play it. Before we do celebrity birthdays, let's just get a little snippet of it. Let's do like about a minute of it.
Oh, because, yeah, you're feeling
we'll get turned up because you know, okay. kind of okay. turned us down. We got to get turned back up.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go. I'm feeling myself. I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black Maddie. never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Jack off, if you think about me when he whacks off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself.
Well, y'all
saw
it? No.
That song on Fleet. Nah, I ain't going to say it.
That's on Fleet. Yeah, that is on Fleet.
Oh.
I was Fleet. Make you feel yourself, huh? Right, right?
Mm-hmm. Feeling myself,
I mean,
right.
It's good branding. Who wouldn't dance? Who wouldn't get ready to a song that's like, I'm feeling myself? Like, every girl right. would. Like,
exactly. You just said it. Every
branding.
Girl would. You just said it.
It's the ultimate ego booster. Yeah, you're right.
A dude
every
is
not going to
be in the mirror. A dude should not be in the mirror. I'm feeling myself. Oh, I'm finna kill her. We finna shake it at the club. The club is Fleet.
Do it and do the nay nay.
Yeah, and do the nay. Put it all together.
Well,
over
two.
I feel you.
Oh gosh.
Are we on the birthdays?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
Uh huh. Yeah. Sorry, it's just in me. Anyway,
look,
birthdays. January 5th, actor Bradley Cooper is actually in the movie that's coming out by Clint Eastwood, American Sniper. Reality star Nicole Murphy, ex-wife of Eddie Murphy, is 47 years old. January 6th, rapper Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones is 34, for those that are correct speaking. January 7th, Blue Ivy Carter.
Aww.
I did that purposely because I knew you guys were going to go, aww.
Well, she's going to be 3, okay?
Actor Nicolas Cage is going to be 51. Katie Couric will be 58. Football player Michael Sam will be 25.
Mizzou.
January 8th, rapper. Not rapper. Well, yeah, I was going to say something else. R.B. Singer.
No.
R. Kelly. Robert Sylvester Kelly will be 48. I used to think that I... Anyway, Miley Cyrus. Little sister, Noah Cyrus. Do we even... Anyway, okay. We
what?
Just go.
Yeah, she has a
Noah.
She gets pub
yes.
because... She going to get pub because she's Miley's sister. Okay. Miley got a cousin,
okay.
too.
I'm
I think
sorry.
They got a birthday coming up. Anyway, Miley Cyrus' little sister, Noah Cyrus, is 15. January 9th, Kate Middleton, yes, is 33.
Royalty.
Tyler Perry's House of Pain actress Lauren McClain will be 18. January 10th, former boxer turned grill man, God bless him, George Foreman will be 66. And those are your birthdays for this week.
Yeah, oh. Visit teendiaries.net/shop for all of our exclusive merchandise. Because guess
I'm
what,
mad
100%
about Miley Cyrus.
Little proceeds, fun, free fitness programs for teen girls nationwide. Also, visit www.crowdrise.com/teendiariesfoundation, but drop the N, to make a $20 donation for the chance to win $2,000 in JetBlue airline tickets. So, want to learn more about our programs? Make sure you visit that link and support our 2015 Pretty Girl Sweat program and our Teen Reporter program, and also help us end childhood obesity. You can find out more about every single thing we do by visiting teendiariesfoundation.org.
Hey, Beyonce's right. cousin got a birthday.
I'm sure she does.
I'm
and
just saying,
we're going to
name that. Drake's uncle got a birthday.
Drake's uncle has a birthday? Wait, are you guys kidding me? Is it because I really put Noah Cyrus out there? I'm sorry. People love Noah. I don't know. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Noah.
Let me Google this child. Let me Google
her. Yeah, she looks just like her sister. She looks just like her. That wasn't
Beyonce's
funny,
sister's
I'm so
god, Beyonce's sister's god cousin is going to have a birthday on the 6th.
I'm so dumb, and I would believe it until I Googled it. No, yeah, Noah looks just like Miley, you know. You know, yeah, you know, people dig Noah. So I thought I'd mention that in there, maybe.
Drake's first cousin on his mama's side is having a birthday party at the salon.
Okay. Okay. Everyone's invited, huh? Is everyone invited or not? Yeah, I'm going to come.
She does look like her, and she has, like,
she looks
over half a million followers on Twitter. Clearly somebody cares.
See, people...
Chris Brown's auntie's having a barbecue party at the bowling alley. Come out.
A barbecue at the bowling alley, though.
Lanes get a little cloudy, you know. Inside, but whatever. Anyway... I guess, do you guys have any, like, hopes for future music in the 2015 year? I don't know. 2014 was okay, but I feel like
music
is going to be so much better.
We want to, look, we want to be entertained. Entertain us. We don't want the same old stuff. We don't want the same old beats. We don't want the same old rubbish. We like something new, something to entertain us, something to make us write home to our mamas and talk about it. I think I'm supposed to say mommies, not mamas. We want to be entertained. We want something. We want some thriller. We want something new. We want some new stuff. When I say new stuff, I'm talking about creative, out the box. Even if
okay,
sucks,
so you're trying to say that I'm in love with the cocoa. That's not like that's not
creative.
Come
on. First of all. I'm just saying. Never mind. I'll keep those.
I was gonna shout out some songs that are garbage, but I don't want to shout them out because we might have them as guests, and then I don't want to be like, hey,
no.
Is that the same dude that talked about?
You can shout them out. I'm not even mad because I like those garbage songs. I like good songs and garbage songs. I need balance in my life, man. I need balance.
Well, no, we knew. Okay, so Ratchet, yeah, right, Ratchet and
yes.
What? Righteousness. You need some good stuff.
I always need Ratchet.
But here's my thing. Look, Ratchet, after, there's not enough of the other stuff. That's what it is. It's just a bunch of Ratchet right now. But, and now, keep in mind, I like it too, and I hate myself that I like it. I hate it.
He's hitting himself. He's hitting himself.
I'm hating myself.
No. Look what they did to us.
See, I'm guilty of it too. Keep in mind, we all like it, but at the end of the day, it's like you. I feel like that person that keeps making New Year's resolutions but not keeping to them because I hate it. I don't want to listen to it, but I'm still right there bumping. But I ain't doing
it's
a nay-nay, though.
I'm just waiting
for Drake's album. That's all I want. Drake's album, and I'm set for like 6 months.
I'm not even going to get hyped like that because if you put all your hope in, it might not be dope. So I'm just going to wait and let him surprise me. He surprised me. He hit me with the started from the bottom. Now when he did that, I was like, "That's dope."
That was dope.
Yeah, it was almost like old school hip hop for a moment. It felt like that. You know what I mean? That's what I need. I need something that catches me off guard, and I'm like, "That's dope." And my song,
about J. Cole.
That goes without saying. That's dope. I bought that the day it came out.
Okay. Good.
You think Wayne's album is going to finally come out? Maybe, maybe not.
Lord,
the Carter 100? The Carter
100? I want to know.
So. No.
The Carter, what Carter are we on? Carter 6? No. I don't know. But I'm interested to see if he'll drop it himself somehow, some way. 5, 6, 5. We're probably on 5. Probably skipped one. But anyway, I'm excited. And maybe the whole thing wasn't a publicity stunt.
Maybe.
Get to here. I don't know. Anyway, next time.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry. It's coming. Okay. Well, as always, folks, thanks so much for tuning in to TD Radio. We hope you enjoyed our Fresh Start Monday episode. We are happy that it's the new year, so please tune in every single week for more celebrity interviews, for more
Make a resolution to tune in to us. Make a resolution.
Yeah, that's
your
resolution. And don't break it. Don't break
Please
it,
because
we will find you. Anyway, all right, be sure to tune in next time for more awesomeness. Until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Yeah.
Boom.
Bye.
I'll be up too late.
TD Radio.